Check 1-2, y'all. Big Mike, the almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com. And this little ditty right here is brought to you by the homie, the player, Tony Snow. Tony drops in and he would like me to expound upon these lawless, reckless, suicide bombing hoes running through the black community, i.e. specifically the stories of T.I. and Tiny and their allegations of them running a human trafficking ring and Jaguar Right. Now, before I start on that, once again, we got to understand the Max City mantra, the Max City mission statement, man. That is the cut. Yes? Go open the door.
Oh, you up?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're still in here then?
I'm working.
Working hard.
Yeah. For who? For me? And what they want, you know?
They didn't say.
Don't know why they be calling.
Very important.
I wish I knew who to call back. I said, I wish I knew who to call back. Hospital's a big place. I don't know. You the one who answered the phone, right?
No, I'm talking about while back they were calling you.
Did you answer the phone? Grandmama, I see a cardiologist. I see a renal physician. I see an eye doctor. It could be anybody. I don't know.
Well, when they call, tell them to call you.
That's
what, I can't remember nothing. Okay.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be doing.
What?
Calling my phone.
Well, they ain't calling your phone. They're calling mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's all I can do. Because they got your number. It's a backup number.
They probably didn't call your number.
Right. So I don't know what's going on with that. No, I need to fix it so they can.
So they can.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. I mean, I've been going to see all my appointments, so I don't know what they would want.
Machine,
an answer machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just hang right up.
So you got an answer machine that be calling.
Huh?
So it's a recorded message that be calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Where did she go?
Okay. All right, back to the issue at hand. Yeah, the Max City mission statement, man, is to cut brothers some slack. Always give the brothers the benefit of the doubt, because the odds are stacked against us, fellas. society has seen fit to go ahead and weaponize female nature, female culture against men in general, but it's very specifically the black man. So we are here to balance the scales. That is much needed nowadays, man, balancing these scales, man. And you know, you can see that put into practice, man, when I did my last video, my last free video out here, man, pertaining to Chico, the B1 GOAT, and this weird fascination that these Negroes have with pedophilia, man. You know what I mean? And when I go on record and I basically state that, hey, look, I take everything on a case-by-case basis. I don't... She's in here. Izzy, go see grandmama. So yeah, like I was saying, man, a lot of these females, these old broads, man, is running through the neighborhood, man, creating chaos and death and destruction, man. They started off as young thoughts, these old, and I just was basically stating that in my video that we need to catch these whores while they're young, and that's exactly what they are. I call a spade a spade. Big Mike ain't pulling no punches. You got the right one over here if you think I'm going to shy away from calling it straight down the middle, calling it for what it is. You got a lot of females out here who are young, who manifest very whorish behavior, very dishonorable behavior. And we got niggas around here white knighting for them, you know what I mean? Whether they be young or old, I'm just basically stating Big Mike ain't on it. It's not gonna happen over here, man. Speaking as an individual who raised a lot of adolescents, albeit they were male, they were not female, I do know a little something about raising and rearing children, man. And you ain't doing them no favors by coddling them and putting them in time out and giving them a slap on the wrist, man. That's not how we get down over here. And I can see some cats pulling back from me with that last video I did, man. But that's to be expected, man. When you keep it 100, when you authentic and you true to yourself, it is what it is, man. You know what I mean? If this realism, if this truism, if me being my authentic self is just a little too much for niggas to handle, it is what it is, man. Go about your way. It's all good. But yeah, I firmly believe that we need to hold everyone's feet to the fire. And once again, I go back to the last video I did out here where I'm basically stating that, yes, when you catch a young female participating in dishonorable, whorish behavior, she has to be held to account for that. But what I'm hearing from a lot of these weak ass niggas is, you know, and I'm really sick of hearing this shit, man. I'm sick of hearing this shit. Here we go. But I've got daughters. But I've got daughters. Okay, all right, man. I mean, what you want? Some sort of award? You want a cookie, nigga? I mean, what? I mean, bruh. I mean, I got granddaughters. You know, I don't have any daughters, but I do have granddaughters, and I love them just the same. But I'm not about to excuse any sort of whorish behavior out of any of my granddaughters. It's not gonna happen. So people ask you some stupid shit like, what if there was some old man looking at your granddaughter? Well, I mean, we gotta put this in context. Like, how old is the daughter, the granddaughter, and how old is the man? There's a lot of moving parts to this, okay? Shit. Because that's come up since this dude, what's his name? Hardcore Tito. He is a dude that's, he's a YouTube dude, man, who's really, really popular for a while. And he messed around and I think he caught a case by being 18, and they locked him up for statutory rape, I believe, when the girl was 14 or whatever. You know, cats like, you need to distance yourself from hardcore Tito. Well, of course, they're not saying this specifically to me, because y'all know Big Mike is an island. I don't really too much fuck with too many niggas on YouTube, man. But, yeah, everyone's talking about, you need to distance yourself, and he's an animal, and he's this, and he's that. And then niggas is bringing up the penitentiary, and, you know, how criminals, even criminals, have a code of ethics. And I'm like, man, these niggas don't know what the fuck they're talking about, man. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about, man. Even criminals, yes, even they have a so-called code, but it ain't what y'all think it is, man. Like, hardcore Tito being locked up for having sexual relations with a 14-year-old when he was 18, they don't consider that no pedophile, man. They don't consider that pedophilia, bro. I know it's hard for y'all to digest that, man. You know, for you weak-ass niggas out there that's got your panties all in a bunch just because you got daughters.
I got daughters.
Well, I'm just here to tell you. Look, in a penitentiary setting, if you was to get hornswoggled or bamboozled into having sexual relations with a 14-year-old and you are 18, most of the OGs that's locked up in there with you ain't gonna consider you no pedophile, man. It's just not. There's levels to this shit. How do I know? Because once again, I worked 10 years in a close max security prison, so I know how it goes down, nigga. All of that hierarchy shit that goes on in prison about, you know, you got your murderers, your rapists, your thieves, you know, your child molesters. Everything is based off hierarchy up in prison, man. And the thief don't want to be known as the bottom of the barrel. No, the thief got to have somebody below him. So what's below the thief? That would be your child molesters or your pedophiles, man. Pretty much predicated upon a class system. Pretty much, that's really all it is, man. They just want someone else to be able to pick on when they get picked on. I know.
You just standing up for pedophiles.
No. Just hitting you with the facts, little nigga. You know, if you ain't ready to deal with the facts, then move along. Shit. Now, if an individual was locked up in there and he's like 18 and he got caught touching on an 8-year-old, now, that's different. Yeah. They would definitely consider that man a pedophile. Okay? So, I don't know. Niggas, you know, all up in they get they all up in their feelings about hardcore Tito having a situation where he was 18. Or some say he was 19 and he was messing with a 14-year-old girl, man. I'm just here to let you know. Most cats up in the pen, most OGs, most hardcore criminals is not going to consider him no pedophile, man. And also, let me go ahead and say a little something else out here, man. I don't know, this might be a two-part joint, man. I might have a little bit out here, a little bit inside of the Patreon. As some simple-minded ass nigga, man. Piggybacking off my last free show. Let me see if I can even find that shit. Hold on, y'all. Well, I can't necessarily find the comment, man, because, damn, when did I post that video? Been about a month since I posted the video where I was addressing Chico the B1 lion ass goat, man. But one of the B1 dick riders came over here and was talking shit about, man, who the hell you think you fooling? I'm paraphrasing here. It goes a little something like this. Who gonna believe that you was doing foster care, worked in a prison, and was doing some pimping? You think your story is suspect? Yeah, I understand, man. It could be suspect to a nothing ass nigga like you, man. Ain't never been nowhere and ain't never did shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could see if I was saying some shit like, you know, I'm an astrophysicist and a neurosurgeon, and you know, I'm a secret agent for the NSA or some, you know, some crazy shit of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I could see people calling me on the carpet saying, yeah, that story would be a little suspect, but nigga, a prison guard who does foster care and dabbled in the pimping? Is that so hard to believe, really? Well, I know, man, because there's a lot of dudes out here that's some low IQ, low expectation having niggas, man. Ain't never did nothing, ain't never been nowhere. You feel me? So, I understand where you coming from, little nigga. I understand. And also, allow me to interject that I was also married at the time I did all of this shit. What? You was pimping and married? Yes, it's not easy. And that's why they say, man, you really can't have one foot in the dough and one foot out the dough when it comes to this pimping. I understand that, man. It's a full-time job. And I didn't last a year because I was not a very good pimp. You know, the stable requires 100% of your attention, man. It's not something that you can half-ass do. But I did do it, nigga. Trust and believe that. And the proof is in my Patreon if you think that I'm lying. Fuck boy. Alright, so once again, the Mac City mission statement is always cut a brother some slack. Always cut the brothers a break, because the society at large has stacked the deck against you. You know what I mean? So my man Tony Snow chimed in. He wanted to know what my opinions was of the T.I. and Tiny situation. And this broad, what's her name? Jaguar Wright. For those that don't know the Jaguar Wright chick, she's a failed R&B singer, R&B artist, who's just been coming out talking hella greasy about all sorts of celebrities, saying that they this and they that, they do this and they do that. I mean, just saying a whole lot of unflattering things about cats in the Roots, the rap group, saying some unflattering things about Common, the rappers, saying some unflattering things about, now there's some shit going on with her and Tasha K, you know what I mean? And once again, it's a situation where if someone probably would have got a hold of this big mouth broad when she was younger to correct her behavior, maybe she wouldn't have been set loose or unchained out here in the general populace, man, to do the damage that she is doing. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, man. She is, from what I'm hearing, she's getting married. And not so long after the marriage, man, she's sleeping with Talib Kweli. And then she demands that Talib Kweli stands up for her and fights the husband that she just married, you know, a couple months earlier. And so, just like, come on, man. Like, really? You know what I mean? Young thoughts become old thoughts. We gots to nip it in the bud, man. We gots to nip this shit in the bud ASAP. No mercy. No mercy on these hoes, man. And check it out, y'all. Y'all know I'm an authority on this shit, man. I mean, that's what I've been doing for the past 20, 25 years, is dealing with reckless, lawless bitches, man. I know the signs, the symptoms. I know how they get down, man. So also, before I proceed on that, you know, Katz was looking, you know, to get another video pertaining to Chico the B1 GOAT, because I did express that me and Tony did have something in the works for that dude, you know what I mean? But it would appear that Tony has changed his mind, so don't expect no video coming on the heels of that. I don't know why Tony has seen fit not to follow up on it, but fuck it, it is what it is. I said what I had to say, and Big Mike ain't shying away from not a motherfucking thing that he said. It's on record, it's on public record, and it's out there for everybody to see. So anyone have any sort of questions pertaining to videos coming out that me and Tony supposed to do, you're going to have to get up on Tony on that, get up on Tony's end, because I've been waiting, but I ain't heard nothing. So anyway, also, we got T.I. and Tiny. We got a lot of broads out there all of a sudden screaming rape. Oh, he touched me. He put a gun in my head. You know, it's like, I don't know how many years later this is, man. Look, man, this shit is crazy. I just don't understand why any of you fellas, man, take any of this shit serious. Let me just break this shit down to y'all, man. If you listening to a chick and she's got some sort of sob story about how some dude been mistreating her for years, and you like, wait, pump your brakes. For years, huh? He did what to you? And how long ago was this? Well, it first started about 10 years ago. Okay, so you've been parlaying and kicking it with this nigga for 10 years? And you just now coming out saying that he abused you? So how many times did you meet this dude? This is where you tripped them bitches up, man. Well, we met up a lot at the hotel. What's a lot? About 10, 15 times. Oh, okay, so you met about 10, 15 times. And was anybody with you? Yeah, I brought some friends. Oh, so you've had a relationship with this dude for 10 years. You met him about 10 to 15 times. And you brought friends with you to kick it at the hotel. Oh, okay. Shit. And he drugged me. Oh, so he drugged you? Are you sure that he drugged you? Or did you just freely participate in the party favors that was there? And now all of a sudden you want to flip the script because you didn't get your way. Somehow, some way, now you want to make this dude out to be the bad guy, and you're saying that he made you take said substances. Are you sure that that's not really what's going on here? Yeah, man. I mean, come on, y'all. Look, have y'all forgotten about the whole adage, the whole saying that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned? There's a reason why niggas say that shit. There's a reason why they say that shit, man, because that's what women do. When they can't get what they want, and when they feel that they've been hurt or slighted in any sort of way, that's their go-to move. And it's especially their go-to move in this day and age, because it's perfectly permissible for them to do it. In fact, it is encouraged. So even if you are not guilty, you're still not going to be able to get that stench, that stain off of your image or off your persona or off your record, because she done came up with a false allegation against you. And of course, you have to prove it didn't happen. People are automatically starting from the position that you are guilty, that you did in fact do this. And you can see that played out by each time I was listening to any sort of video when it talks about Jaguar Wright lying on people, when it talk about T.I. and Tiny and these allegations against them, I would hear people say things like this. I don't want to do this story. I really don't want to do this story, but it has to be done. And if they are guilty, they deserve to be thrown under the bus. If they are guilty, they deserve for whatever happens. But if they're not guilty, so yeah, I'm hearing a lot about if they are in fact guilty, they deserve to be thrown under the bus. They deserve to be buried up under the jail, or they deserve to be buried up under the prison. But what I'm not hearing, I haven't heard anyone say this. Now, if the individuals that are leveling these allegations are lying, if they are found, if the people who are leveling the allegations can be proven that they've made these stories up, then they deserve to be prosecuted at the full extent of the law as well. I'm not hearing any of that, which goes to show you that this is perfectly acceptable and permissible behavior in our day and time and in our culture. It is perfectly okay to level false allegations against anyone, and it's Gucci, it's okay. Because once again, I'm not hearing anybody saying that the people who are saying these things, if it can be proven that they are lying and they are willfully lying, then they should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law as well. No, ain't hearing nothing like that. All I'm hearing is T.I. and Tiny deserve what they get if they're guilty. They deserve what they get if they're guilty. But no one is saying, hey, but the flip side of that, if it can be proven that these scandalous ass, lawless, reckless hoes out here are lying on T.I. and Tiny, they deserve to get that work as well. Yeah, man. Ain't hearing nothing like that. So once again, we are living in a culture where it is encouraged that the woman do things of this nature. It destabilizes the black family. It destabilizes black culture, black neighborhoods. It makes it very, very easy for the social engineers to run things. So once again, I go on record. Don't get two shits how none of y'all feel about it. If you are a young slut, you need to be dealt with. Well, what does that mean? I don't know. Put her ass in some sort of, put her in some sort of timeout, man. Some sort of timeout class where she gets isolated from the rest of society and she got to write 3,000 times on the chalkboard, "I will not be a whore." Something. Got to do something. Just can't let them just do what they want, right? But no, I understand. Because I got daughters. Please, man. See, unfortunately, the fellas that got daughters, you've been compromised. The female learns at a very early age that she has manipulation skills, man. And she can see that played out on her daddy, on her father. Because shit that should get her ass mollywopped just goes over the head of her daddy. Because that's daddy's little girl. Shit that she should get the taste smacked out of her mouth for, her daddy gonna co-sign. "Cause I got daughters." While your daughters is running around the neighborhood like Jaguar Wright, lying on niggas, man, destroying families, destroying occupations, destroying careers. Y'all niggas think that's cool. Shit ain't cool, nigga. Anybody caught lying or bearing false witness against our neighbor, they need to get some stones thrown on their ass. Real talk. Once again, this is Big Mike at MaxCity.com, man. At Max City Limits Radio Show. I'm sorry if you in your feelings and your fifis about this, but it is what it is, man. We're not going to fix this issue. We're not going to fix this problem unless we take it seriously. And most of you fellas, man, who have daughters, unfortunately, you have been compromised. I mean, like I said, but my oldest granddaughter right now, I can see the writing on the wall. She is very manipulative. Gorgeous child. Very spoiled. Very entitled. And, I'm trying to tell you, I can see her falling for some dumbass nigga already. And shit don't go her way. And I can see her putting some shit in the mix already. I can see it coming. I can see it coming. And unfortunately, my son, he ain't in state to basically watch this shit happen and to tutor her and guide her out the mishaps that's about to come. And I don't think the mother sees it. You know, even though the mother is, she's a pretty good parent. But I don't think she prepared and she ready for what's about to happen, man. Because my oldest granddaughter, she's about to be on some shit. Mm-hmm. Big Mike see it, and Big Mike ain't gonna co-sign it. I'm not gonna co-sign it. When it hits the dough, and I'm just gonna be sitting back, and I'm just gonna be telling everybody, I told you so. Shit. But no one wanna listen to Paw Paw. I don't know what I'm talking about. I only got 20 years of experience dealing with female nature out here. I mean, what the fuck could I know? Really. So yeah, man, a lot of you cats holding up that sign. I got daughters. You know, that virtue signaling is just irritating, man. Like, I give two fucks if you got a daughter. Nigga, you compromised, man. You can't see the forest for the trees. You blinded by your emotions on this shit, man. I don't have that. I can see shit very clear. I can see what's going on. My vision ain't blurry on this. So what you niggas need to do, you niggas that got daughters, just sit back and let a real OG take the wheel, okay? Because your daughter right now, she is learning the ins and the outs of manipulating men by working on you. I know, you don't want to hear it, but that's facts, nigga. She gets to try out her weapons on you first. And from there, it's off to the races because daddy's little girl can do no wrong. Well, I'm here to let you know. Shit. That ain't how we getting down over here at Max City, man. We holding everybody's feet to the fire. If you get caught doing something you ain't supposed to do, off with your head. Be you male or female, be you young or old, today's society, today's black culture, it's just no wiggling out of it, man. A lot of people would consider what I'm talking about extreme. Well, it's going to take some extreme measures to reverse this shit, man. I mean, it really will come down to we need an Islamic sort of Sharia law. If you don't want women running shit, if you don't want your society in chaos and disarray, you're going to have to take the power from the woman. And she's only able to rule like this through the power of men, old Jewish and Caucasian white men. They have figured out a way to keep the black man subjugated and keep the black man on his heels, always in defensive mode, never in an offensive, by elevating a woman above the man and elevating the children above the parents. So with this Jaguar right and this tiny T.I. situation, it just comes down to disgruntled, evil, hurt bitches trying to come out and get some get back. That's all it is. When all of this is said and done, when all the information comes out, I mean, you're going to see that all of this was consensual. I mean, bruh, how many times have I told y'all the stories, you know, that I've been involved in, man, where every female that I ever fucked with, man, literally begged me, calling me, texting me, emailing me, Big Mike, I want to fuck with you. I want to get with you. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then you fuck with them for years. You give them the keys to the kingdom. You know what I mean? You get them at the hotel. You have your little soiree. You got butt-naked broads running around. Psh, bruh. Wall-to-wall butt-naked women at the hotel. Everybody getting their party on. Got the party's favorites popping. And then all of a sudden, one day, just out the blue, because someone seen her porn video. Now, guess what? Big Mike is a sex trafficker. I'm like, what? He forced me to do this, and he forced me to do that, and he tricked me to do this, and he tricked me. I was like, bitch, I got your cell phone number right here with the text messages with you begging to come fuck with a nigga. Now, all of a sudden, I forced you to do what? You know, and I know it's hard for a lot of y'all to see this, man, because a lot of y'all live a square life. And I've been blessed to live the square life along with that street life. So I know how it goes down on both ends, man. I mean, there's a grain of truth in everything that these disgruntled ass broads are saying. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were at hotels. I'm pretty sure there was drugs involved. But where they're lying is they weren't forced to do it. They weren't tricked into doing it. It was all consensual, man. And this Jaguar Wright broad, man, I mean, I done lost out how many people done said that she got raped by him. That's always a broad go-to move, man. Rape, 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 rape. And y'all still falling for this shit, man? Come on, man. So over here, you know, we gonna give brothers the benefit of the doubt until some concrete proof manifest, because no, we do not play when it comes to rape. If you are actually out there engaging in sexual battery with an individual, regardless of their sex or their age, yes, you do deserve to get put up under the bus, buried up under the jail, or buried up under the prison. We don't play that shit over here, man. Everything got to be above board and consensual. But this very topic, this very subject, it's been weaponized against you, brothers. And y'all gonna have to be smart, man. You're gonna have to be smart, and you're gonna have to stop thinking with your emotional body. All right? You're gonna have to be practical, man. Use some logic and common sense on this shit. Once again, if you got a chick, man, that's coming to you saying such and such did this to me, I mean, there's several questions that you gotta ask. How long was you parlaying with this individual? Like, from the day that you met him, from right now, how long have you known him? How many times did you actually meet him? Did you bring any of your little friends with you to meet him? Did feelings get involved? I mean, you got to flesh out the whole scenario, the whole situation to figure out why this bitch done swerve left. Because for the most part, yes, she done swerve left. If she coming out 10 years later saying that something was done to her, the bitch is on a mission to destroy you for whatever reason. I mean, it was all good back then. But for whatever reason, you done did something, man, that she ain't feeling and she ain't appreciating. And it ain't rape. It definitely ain't rape. You don't party and kick it with a nigga for 10 years, meet him 10, 15 times, and bring your friends over. If he a rapist, fuck out of here, man. So yeah, go ahead. Feel free to unsubscribe. Hey, man, you soft-ass niggas, man. Y'all, you can beat it, for real, man. I don't have time to pamper and babysit you niggas, man, okay? You white knight-ass niggas, man, with all this, I got daughters, shit. Oh, okay. Yippee, hooray, nigga, you been compromised. Yes, indeed, yes, you have. And for niggas saying that people in the black manosphere need to distance themselves from certain content creators, you know, because they was doing that against my boy O'Shea, man. You know what I mean? Imagine this shit. Someone posts some bullshit about you on Facebook, calling you a sexual predator on fucking Facebook. And then from that, niggas think that you should be canceled or you should be boycotted. Did the IQ points just drop 20 on this bitch? Come on, man. Look, y'all trying too hard, man. This cancel culture is ridiculous. Yeah, I still fucks with my nigga O'Shea, man. Like, ain't none of y'all dug up nothing of no relevance on O'Shea, nigga. Like, the bullshit y'all done dug up is irrelevant, man. None of that shit concrete. He done already explained what the deal is. Shit. And then cats is asking me about the hardcore Tito shit, man. Like, I'm just saying, hey, if you gonna play by penitentiary rules, that's what you niggas is bringing up. Shit, even in the pen, niggas got limits. Even in the pen, yeah, you right. Even in the pen, niggas do got limits. And him being 18 and him having a record on so-called statutory rape of a 14-year-old girl, OGs locked up in the pen is not going to consider that no pedophile shit. But you know my stance. The stance is simple. If she's 14 and you 18, she's off limits. According to the rule of law. That is the law. So yes, he got to answer for his crime, man. And that is a crime. I believe that the age of consent in Ohio is 16. And I don't even know where this dude is from. The Tito nigga. I don't know. But I just think that a lot of y'all need to get y'all shit straight, man, before you open your mouth. Niggas talking all this penitentiary talk like they know what the fuck they talking about. And they don't. Well, anyway, Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct, Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com. And Tony, Snow, there was really not much I could really deliver on this shit, man, because, I mean, it's pretty much cut and dry. Whenever you're dealing with females is coming out with these sort of stories, these sort of allegations. I mean, we've seen it with Cosby. Yeah, they're just disgruntled. They're just mad. They're just bitter because somehow, some way, they got the short end of the stick, man. That's all. Jaguar Wright, the lying ass bitch. And while I will give it to her, she is a very convincing liar. You know, I'm just looking at her mannerisms and the way that she flow as she talks, man. She's a real good at spinning a narrative. She's real good, man. And before it's all said and done with T.I. and Tiny, you will see that there is a grain of truth in all of this. Yes, they were at the hotels. They were having sex orgies. There was drugs involved, but it was all consensual. It was all consensual. And for whatever reason, certain females, I don't know whether their heart got involved or their emotions or their feelings got involved, or maybe the business aspect of it went south. Maybe T.I. promised them a record deal and they didn't fall through. And so now it's time to go ahead and pull out the big guns and say that you raped it at me. It's the same shit that I've been dealing with for 25 years out here, man. Yes, I've dealt with this very same scenario. Big Mike did this. Big Mike did that. Big Mike lied to me. Big Mike cheated. Big Mike... No, bitch. I got you John Hancock right here on this contract. Not only that, I got you on video stating what it really is. When I asked you, is it okay if I use this material, put on my website, you said it's Gucci. It's all good. That's right. So I got your IDs, I got your birth certificates, I got your John Hancock. I got you on video, basically stating it's all good. They don't want to take this shit to court. Shit. They don't want to do that. I got your dead to rights. Shit. So all you white knight niggas out there, man, please stop it, man. Please stop it with this I got daughters shit, man. For real. All you doing is you just showing your weakness, man. Your weakness is your daughter. Because your daughter done got in your head. And of course, she's your weak spot. Because you basically stating to me that you don't give a fuck what your daughter do. Shit. It's all good. Your daughter can do no wrong. I don't come from that neck of the woods, man. Now, are you saying that if someone was doing something to my daughter against her will? Well, that's different. Yeah, now that's different. But no granddaughters of mine are going to get no pass if they've been lawlessly and recklessly participating voluntarily in their own demise. Oh, hell no. No, you about to get dealt with just like this nigga. Going to be ass whoopings for everybody. So, no, this seems to be the problem. No one wants to hold the liars accountable for what they've done and what they're saying. But they're perfectly willing to throw T.I. and Tiny under the bus if they find out that T.I. and Tiny are indeed guilty of this shit. But ain't nobody saying a damn thing if they basically stating that they can prove that the people who are using these allegations are lying. Well, anyway, that's it. Big Mike Almighty Triple XL coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show from MaxCity.com. Check out my link in the description box for my Patreon. If you really want to see me live and direct, and you want to see my receipts to this whack-ass B1 nigga, man, is always talking this. Man, ain't no way you done did all that. You ain't did all that. How you gonna be a CEO, foster care, and independent? Well, hey, join the Patreon and see for yourself. I'm 100%, man. I'm like MC Hammer on this bitch. Too legit to quit, son. And my humble apologies to all the players, man. I've not been in a social mood this past week. So I've not been answering texts. I haven't been answering phone calls. I've been going through some things recently that require my full attention. I can't have any distractions. So, yeah, that's how I tend to handle that, man. You know, I just kind of duck off into my fortress of solitude and get my mind right. So now I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm back at it again. So better yet, hey, in the comments section, tell me how you feel, man. Do you think that society has weaponized female nature against men, and that females have been given carte blanche to just run over roughshod men in society in our communities, therefore destroying especially the black community? Do you think that this is true? Do you think that this is actually happening? Do you believe that women should be permissible, that it should be permissible for them to do anything they want, how they want, when they want, and there should be no consequences and repercussions for their actions? Let me know what you think in the comments, man. Because I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just an asshole. But anywho, yeah, Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct, Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com. And me and my grandmama bid y'all adieu. I swear, my grandmama interrupt my show one more time. We about to come to blows, man. She always all up in my shit, son. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.